Right.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Was that a beautiful time of worship? Are you thankful to be with God's people here? Do you know, we know that we obviously, each of us always has our own individual relationship with the Lord, but your personal relationship with the Lord was always supposed to connect with larger purpose. And the world, my opinion, and I think it's based on what I can understand, has never seen the full body of Christ be displayed as God intended it to be displayed. And I think we're going to see that. And I'm not worried about so much anyone else. I'm just worried about my role in it and encouraging people to live their role and to stay connected from the purposes of God. You know, there's been publicly, obviously, some things, at least in our what we call our own movement, over the last number of months that can tend to disturb us, and I'm not really involved in any of that. So when people ask me my opinion, I say, I don't know. I know as much as you do, and I'm praying for the situation. That's a good place to be. Mm-hmm. Not to talk about things you don't know too much about. So, you know, sometimes people criticize certain ministers or churches. They don't ever preach the whole counsel of word. I said, I don't know anyone who is. Brother Hagin preached 50 years of faith. Why? Because it's what God called him to do and what he knew. Now we grow, and we can grow in understanding the full counsel of the Lord. But every one of us have assignments. And sometimes there, I don't know why I'm saying this, but it feels good to get it off my chest. Sometimes there's this religious criticism of, well, they don't teach this or they don't teach that. Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose they can take that up with the Lord. I just take what the Lord's given them and receive from it. That's why we have the fivefold ministry, you know. Anyway, I got that off my chest. But what was I saying? Yeah, so, but my point in mentioning that is that, and we certainly want to make sure that there's genuine or encourage genuine repentance of sin and things like that. But one of the takeaways can be is that we can take a perspective that is not aligned with the Word of God. And so there's can be this understanding of, oh, we can't trust any leaders. Listen, I work probably over, particularly over the last 10 years, I work with leaders. Hey, here's another thing. No leader is perfect. And I'm not saying that to obviously condone sin or excuse sin or anything like that. And leaders will be held to a higher standard. But we need the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, it's God who ordains leaders, not to rule over people, but to equip people, to lead God's people. And here's just the truth. Here's the truth. I don't know anything about computers. I really don't. I just know mine works. And when I need help with it, I usually will go to someone to ask help for it. So why am I saying that? I don't have a perspective of expertise on computers. There's other people trained in that. The leaders in the body of Christ are given a certain perspective that sometimes other people can't see, or why are decisions made and this and that. I'm not saying you can't ask questions. I'm not saying you can't maybe try and understand certain things, but often, let's say it like this, and this can be applied to any area of our life. Often criticism of leadership comes from a place of ignorance. Right. I'll leave it there. I didn't delve into too much this rabbit hole last night, but there seemed to be a lot of, because we're Americans, right? We think that it's important for us to share our opinion on something. There seemed to be a lot of opinions of what was going on yesterday and all this different stuff. But what's interesting about it is it's like, I try not to share things and that or criticize certain things where it's clear I don't have a clear perspective. And so it'll save you from idle words. Maybe that's my first sermon in any area. Save yourself from idle words. Save yourself from idle words.